Can you like just yell?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Ah,
there we go. That's how, professional sound advice. Just yell into the microphone. Daddy, how are you doing today?
I'm good now that I got my yell out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yell out, yellow. Yeah. What's your safe word?
Today it is Jaws.
Oh.
Da-dun.
Oh.
Da-dun.
Oh.
Doo-doo.
What's going to get bitten?
Doo-doo. Doo-doo. All the sharks in the shark tank because I'm coming for them.
Oh, roll the opening. Welcome back to What's Your Safe Word? I'm Amp.
I'm Mr. Christopher.
And today...
we're doing another Shark Tank because it's so popular.
Da-na.
And now I know what I'm doing.
Da-na. Da-na, 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 da-na. But today, it is a little bit different. Today we are doing a patron only, a listener Shark Tank. So all of these ideas, these topics, these pitches are going to be caught by us, but not thrown by us.
So
sports ball reference.
Are you reading them and are we both? Are you? Who's the shark?
Well, technically, you and I are both sharks. We're going to kind of talk through the topics, but I am going to technically pitch it for us.
Okay.
And then we will go from there.
So you're going to have two sides.
Yeah. So I will be both the patron and the shark.
You'll be Pup Amp and Patron Amp.
Ooh, what am I the patron saint of?
It's like
of?
A patron saint.
Am I the patron saint of like dildos or something? Because I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Be like Oprah and I just give dildos out to everyone. And you get a dildo. And you get a dildo. That is truly my one goal in life is to just be the Oprah of sex toys.
I kind of think you are already. I saw someone coming
really?
For you on Twitter today and I'm like, why are they doing that? He's like the Oprah of puppies.
Wait, what did they do?
They just were attacking you on Twitter.
Oh, well that's, yeah. And so, okay. A boner alert. I have a bone to pick with people on the internet. When I am trying to protect sex workers and provide an opinion that is not negative towards anybody but like a group or a company that is taking advantage of sex workers, that is me just trying to protect people. If you're going to attack me for trying to protect sex workers and other marginalized communities, let's reevaluate where your morals lie, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
The puppy will come for you.
I was like a shark.
I'm scared. You were a tack shark.
Well, no, I am a very protective person of communities that don't have voices or communities that generally have their voices restricted or taken away. Or, for instance, and not to give too many details, but this instance was around sex workers on fan sites being taken advantage of. And fan sites that literally build their platform on top of sex workers and then become successful should not then be kicking sex workers off of the site that is only successful because of said workers. It's very similar to YouTube in a lot of ways.
Right.
Where YouTube...
So, ooh, that's why it was too close to home.
Probably. Yeah. Just because I am very protective of communities that are not only marginalized but have a hard time building any platforms, and then the platforms that take advantage of them by getting, yeah, it's just it's gross and scummy. And if you have a company like,
yeah, but yeah. It was good to see you like stand up for yourself, so I like that.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I try to stand up for myself, but
and also everyone should remember you literally have a very big microphone.
Yeah,
it's right in front of your nose.
Yeah, so big. So big. It's like a good 9-10 inches maybe.
Yeah,
not that I'm a size queen, but it certainly sounds nice inside of your ears. So, Daddy, I do want to... I mean, there's tons of wonderful ideas from our Shark Tank...
Patrons
today. And before we throw them into the tank, I think we need a good cup of tea.
Do we?
Yeah, and today... Oh, yeah, yeah, no, here, let me... There's a button for this.
Daddy, give me that. Daddy.
Ooh, something a little more sensual, something a little more
that's
down
different.
And very, very jazzy. That dad tea jingle was given to us by some of our favorite, not only followers, but patrons, Bird and Chopin.
Thank you, Bird and Chopin. Chopin or Chopin?
I always say it that way because it sounds fancy.
Oh.
But they... probably spent actual blood, sweat, and tears making that. And I don't know audio, so we appreciate you guys for giving us some jingles to jangle in front of this quality content. Daddy, what is your tea today?
Oh, so my tea actually is, so have you ever, do you know what a stud finder is?
You're looking at it right here.
So I don't know anyone else gets as aggravated as I do with stud finders when, especially if they don't find the stud and they like go beep, 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 beep. And you like then put a nail where it said to and there's nothing behind it. Okay. So this week I had a stud finder that was going crazy. I was trying to put an eye bolt in the ceiling. And so finally, like after 20 passes over where I wanted to put it, I found what I thought was a stud. And I put the eye bolt in, and it screwed in like it was a stud. It definitely hit wood. So,
oh my God, it's taking everything in my body not to say that's what she said in every single sentence that you've said so far.
Continue to fill that wood. So then I put the hoist on the eye bolt that I wanted because I wanted to hoist my sling up to the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I did, the whole ceiling caved in and the plaster came in. And what it was, the stud finder found, I have plaster, not drywalls, because I live in a very old building. And for plaster, they had these, what were slats of wood up there to hold the mud. And so the stud finder was thinking the slats were actually a 2x4.
So it was a slut finder? A slat finder?
Yeah, my stud finder found all the slats. Anyway, so can they invent a stud finder that is more accurate?
Well,
that's my tea. Sorry, that really.
What a wonderful segue.
Why? Is that one of our Shark Tank?
Hello, pitches? Sharks. It's me, Amp. You've never met me before, except I've been on this show like 10 million times. Today, I want to tell you about an invention I just created during that tea segment, the stud finder. Do you see where I'm going already, Sharks?
Yeah, no. I want one. I'll take 200.
So, well, that was the easiest pitch I've ever had. It was a stud finder that finds not only the wood in your like ceilings or walls, but also the wood in your nearest bars. Oh. So both convention and...
So you can sit at the bar and just wave it around until you find the
you
stud?
Just go, and it's totally not like invasive whatsoever because you just have, it's actually an app. Ooh. And you just go... Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, like have to.
That may be actually useful when they open the bars up and everyone's wearing masks. Because you can't tell what's behind the mask. And so you need a stud finder to find what's behind the mask.
Oh, hey, rude.
What?
Have you ever heard of don't judge a book by its cover?
No, now you're going to judge them by their eyes.
Or their mask choices. I've seen some really cute masks.
Sure, that's true.
Mask for mask over here.
Yeah.
Which means I'm only into people with cute masks. But no, so. Today is Shark Tank. So that was, spoiler alert, that was me off the cuff, which is actually a really good name for a product, off the cuff. What would that product be?
Cufflinks?
Maybe. Mm. But bondage cufflinks. Ooh.
With a chain then from cuffling to cuffling, kind of like thumb cuffs?
Yeah, no, not like thumb cuffs whatsoever, but yes, totally.
What do you mean not like? They're exactly like thumb cuffs. Actually, you could put thumb cuffs through cufflink holes.
Okay, too crazy, too much, too much. We've gone too far. Who gave us this technology? Anyway, today's topic is Shark Tank. If you have not heard any of our Shark Tank episodes before,
you're
missing out on some fun, hilarious times because we come up with some weird ass inventions, which are unconventional in many cases, but also maybe useful ideas. We'll let you decide. If you're an inventor and you want to take these ideas, they're totally copywritten. Don't you dare steal them unless you give us credit, in which case you can sponsor the podcast if you want.
I doubt anyone's stealing any of these ideas.
I'm putting that out there so that it'll go out into the universe and it'll percolate. It'll think about it and then it'll come back and be like, hey, you want an opportunity to make some money maybe? And you say,
I'll give you $1 million.
Okay. Wait, we're giving them $1 million? No, that's not how that works. They're supposed to give us money.
All right.
Do you know how sponsorships work?
No, I don't.
Clearly. Anyway. Hello, sharks.
Hello.
My name is Kamala. My name is Kamala.
Harris?
No, not okay. to be confused with Kamala okay. Harris, who we have opinions about, but mostly because she's done some really gross stuff to like a lot of trans people. So anyway, my name's Kamala.
Hi, Kamala.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
So I'm one of your lovely patrons, and we you know, what's a safe word? We appreciate our patrons. And my idea today starts like this.
Okay. Pitch. Hit me. Pitch it to me.
I'm hitting you for all of our audio-only listeners. Got tight leathers?
Yes. Actually, right now they're too tight.
Have trouble rolling rubber?
I have... Wait, what's rolling rubber?
Like rolling rubber on. So like you roll it on into place.
Oh, God. Have you ever seen me put rubber on?
Yes, and you don't roll your rubber. That's for damn sure.
It's like two pigs wrestling under a blanket. It's not pretty.
Are you a pig in a blanket?
After the rubber goes on.
Can't reach your boots. Need someone around to assist you.
Every day.
Wow, this sounds like a perfect pitch for you.
Oh, my God. I will take 100.
Give me a perfect pitch. Go. Give me like an A.
You mean like singing?
Yeah,
pitch?
Perfect pitch. Go.
Oh, I have no idea.
Give me an A. Can you give me an A? Perfect.
Okay.
Speaking of a perfect pitch, let's continue with this.
Okay.
Never fear. The clothing jack is here.
Clothing jack.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This exciting new product provides those extra gripping hands when you need assistance putting on or taking off your tight, sexy garments. Stainless steel.
Don't use a whip around rubber. It'll cut it.
That is actually the sound effect that all clothing jacks make as they take or put things on.
Good.
Yeah. Made of stainless steel, deluxe pleather parts for strength and ease of cleaning, folds flat for easy storage, can detect 4 material types. That's right. It's sentient.
What's sentient? That's a big word for me.
Oh, well, that was something I added.
Oh.
Do you not know what sentience is?
It's like our Patreons are very smart because I have
Well,
no
our
idea
Patreons are
is.
Very smart. No, if something is sentient, it's like artificially intelligent, kind of.
Oh.
Maybe it's artificially intelligent, but it has awareness.
Okay.
Anyway, this sentient gear can detect 4 different material types: leather, rubber, latex, and even silk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And can adjust its gripping depending. Conforms to your height and weight, sturdy gripping rails to hang on and pull off sweaty, sticky,
so is it like
or
a
soiled
robot
garments.
With hands? What's it look like?
Being that I'm just reading this pitch, I have no idea. Comfortable for sitting, okay. So it can be used while seated.
So you can sit in it and it dresses you?
Wi-Fi included, Alexa voice compatible, and you can give her commands and she'll undress you. Hey, stop that, Alexa.
Alexa, get out of our podcast.
Alexa, call me daddy.
She still doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm. Good for homes and hotel rooms, not intended for actually jacking off.
Okay, so this robot handsy object will dress you, undress you, take your boots. See, you had me at boots.
Oh, I know.
Boots off.
We've all seen, and if you haven't seen it, you haven't followed our conventions at all, because one of us here cannot get dressed or undressed by himself.
Well, I can. I'd rather not. The boot part, that's the hard part. I need a boy to pull my boots off. And it's very hard to get an obedient boy to
see
do that.
That's fair. You need a boy to take your boots off, and I am a puppy.
Yeah. Puppies don't do that, apparently.
No, they don't. Dogs eat shoes, so if you give me your boots, I'll just chew on them.
You can eat shoes.
Hey! but, okay, so let's break it down. Let's talk through it. Let's discuss.
So I don't.
You think it's a great idea.
What's the Alexa part about it?
Don't say her name. It gives her power. She's like Voldemort.
Why do we need it to be Bluetooth? Why do we need technology? Let it undress you. Undress you.
Well, how are you going to make it? How is it going to know to undress you if you don't tell it?
I'll say boot jack. Is it called boot jack? What is it called?
It's called the clothing jack.
Clothing jack.
Yes.
Dress daddy. And it will automatically do it.
Well, what if it dresses me because I'm a daddy, obviously?
Can I just call it Jack? Jack, dress Jack? Daddy. Yeah.
So if we change the name,
we need to change the name to Jack. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But that's a very confusing name.
Not really.
The Jack? the Jack?
Boy Jack.
Is it like Cher? Just one word?
Yeah, Jack. Just Jack.
What about people named Jack?
It's literally just Jack. What, but,
just Jan?
Just Jack.
Just Jan. Sure, Jan. So you like the idea.
I do. Are you kidding? It'd replace you.
Would it? I don't know. Didn't we just discuss that I don't take your gear off? I mean, I help you sometimes. But also, you know, some tops don't thank you when you help them.
I
so,
thank you all the time. What are you talking about?
With that you tone you do.
To,
with
you'd
that
have
tone.
To do it in order for me to uh-huh. thank you.
Mm, sounds like... Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. I personally like the idea of a clothing jack of sorts that takes on or puts on your gear and takes it off. For anyone that's ever worn rubber or leather, boots especially are the hardest part because they're generally much further down, and it's almost like an Olympics for leather people.
Yeah.
To see how flexible you
are. Well, for latex, it would have to have a lube shooter too, just lick you up.
Well, we can talk about peripherals,
and then
like
it has
lube
to
shooters.
Clean the hardwood
floors
after you've been there in lube and latex.
It needs a play sheet as well.
Yeah. No, I like the whole concept. I'm sold.
You're buying into the jack?
How much does it cost?
Well, they didn't give us those details, but I'm going to guess it's really inexpensive probably to make an AI sentient robot with arms and hands.
I love it. Done. Let's do it.
I'm in. Are we shaking?
I'm all in.
We are visibly shaking.
Thank you,
shaking.
Kamala.
Wow.
I love that. It's
well
great.
Done, Kamala. Wait, I wonder. Yes. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
The audience liked it as well.
Oh, the audience loves it. The non-existent
amazing.
Audience that I can turn off with a button. Hello, sharks.
Hello.
My name is Steven. Oh, I hate it when people have... PHs, because I have a cousin that's named Steven, but he spells it with a PH, so I'm sorry, Stefan and or Steven, because we're about to read your pitch.
Hi, Steven, Stefan.
Yeah, that is exactly how people refer to me in two different names. Steven, Stefan. It's actually Stefan, Steven.
Okay, sorry.
Rude.
With an F?
No, with a PH.
Oh my God.
How dare you?
All right.
So, does your porn lack a certain class?
It depends on which porn I'm watching.
What kind of porn? What kind of porn are you watching?
Well, I watched the class of '87 a lot, but
like, wait, what? I'm confused now. Are they graduating? Is this a school?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
my porn's very smart.
I bet it is. Well, our Sexy Speak service will now allow you to revoice your porn.
Revoice it.
You sound interested.
I'm...
Would you like to hear more?
I'm curious.
Okay. That's not a no.
So can you put your own dialogue in? Is that what's happening?
Picture it now. You're watching your favorite porn scene, but you're thinking, that bottom is screaming too high, or maybe that top's voice is just not low enough. I'm ad-libbing here. This is not in the pitch.
maybe that top's voice not high enough.
I'm a top. How dare you? That's my joke. Dude, are you just, rude.
I set you up for that.
Imagine it now. Kelsey Grammer will sideshow your Bob. Sir Ian McKellen will Gandalf your top. Brian Blessed will turn your orgasm into a sonic boom. Sexy Speak is taking your porn up to a piece of art. Thoughts?
Well, first of all, I didn't know any of those references. I think I know Sideshow Bob. That's from Simpsons, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally. I mean, there is a sideshow. Yeah, anyway.
So I'm confused.
Okay.
Is this like when they're going, or when they're like, thank God you two pizza men arrived?
So you'll be watching your favorite King.com film and the top... maybe he's an older daddy, a little bit of salt and pepper, and you're like, you know who I wish was voicing this porn star? Gandalf. And so as he's fucking the bottom, he'll just say, come, you fools, and then, wah!
Oh, so is this for your generation so you can put your comic books into porn?
Well, it's not just for my generation, but it's also for your generation. I mean, you could imagine putting Hugh Jackman... his voice into a scene. So he's like, not only is he the greatest showman,
I really don't want show tunes in my porn.
maybe some of us want that, Daddy. Okay, don't show tune shame. Well, who would you want in a porn?
Someone can fuck me.
Come now, my friend. Watch how you glisten. Name that musical.
No idea.
Sweeney Todd?
No, no, never thought. Nope.
It brings a whole new meaning to the term meat pies. Like cream pies, but with meat? I don't know.
Okay, so is there more to this pitch?
No, that's the pitch.
That's the pitch.
That is the pitch. So do you want to be able to change the voices in your porn?
Is this an app?
How
would you do it? First of all, you'd have to know how your porn is played. So
you're thinking way too big picture.
Can you do it on the VCR like I do?
What is a VCR?
See.
Ooh, if there. Oh, imagine if you had a. So I'm changing it a little bit. I'm sorry, Steph and Steven. This is a soundboard.
You're improving it.
That you plug into your computer and/or peripheral device. That much like a soundboard, you're able to add other sounds. Maybe you can adjust the voice to match a certain voice. So for instance, I can like change the pitch to match Gandalf or Hugh Jackman or, I mean, who do you want to see in porn? Or hear in porn, I guess, is technically.
Zach Spears.
Okay.
Oh, but.
How about Britney Spears?
No.
Oops, she did it again.
No. No, no, no. So what is the name of this thing?
It's called Sexy Speak.
Sexy Speak.
Yes.
I don't know.
You're not feeling it?
I'm not feeling it.
It's not music to your ears?
Porn I like, normally I'm picking them for the actors that I like. So, and
how they
I
look.
Like them. Yeah, and sound.
Okay, well, but so that sound is a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so there's nobody you would want to hear in a porn. But also ethically, this brings up a question of like, you
Sean
know what,
Connery.
Ooh, Sean.
Like
shaken, not stirred.
English accent to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bond, James Bond. Yeah. Well, so I guess. So you're kind of lukewarm.
I don't know. I don't like.
So
plus
here's
it. So I'd also matching. How does it match the words with the mouth?
I mean, so no,
because
so
that
I'm
would drive me crazy
it.
If it didn't match perfectly. That would drive me absolutely bonkers.
I am picturing that it would change the pitch of someone's voice to match a certain kind of person.
So it's like an auto tune.
Yeah,
it's porn auto tune.
Yeah, auto poon maybe.
More.
But it's called Sexy Speak. Anyway. My only problem with this, okay. I think it's a fun idea.
Yes.
I would love to hear Gandalf in all of my porn if I watched it. My only concern is, do you know what a deepfake is?
No.
Okay.
Should I?
Yeah, actually. So you know how you see videos of Obama saying something and it looks a little weird, but it sounds just like him, and then you find out, oh my God, it's actually a movie star and they've put a 3D face over him to make him look like Obama? Have you seen any of those videos? Oh, daddy. Oh my God. Okay, we already talked about artificial intelligence porn. So deepfakes are literally, it's a computer program that pretty much, for instance, we live on the internet.
Oh, that was like the Trump baby that I just posted, and they had
kind
the Trump's
of.
Face over the baby's
That's
face.
That's more of like an Instagram filter, but yes, similar. Okay. But deepfakes are, there was this whole deepfake gate where people that live on the internet or are in movies, I mean, there's literally tons of video, hours upon hours of footage of your face, right? On our channel, for instance.
Yeah, are you saying people are putting my face over people?
Well, it'd be really weird to put your face in porn because you're already in porn, but so what this program does...
Could you imagine someone swapped our faces?
I mean, we could do that.
Oh my God.
That'd be hilarious, that'd be actually. But what this technology does is it goes through and categorizes every single angle of a face of a certain person, and then it's able to pretty much make a digital version but lit perfectly and at the right angle, and it follows a face in a scene. So you could put your face on some twink's body in a porn and it would look incredibly realistic, minus maybe your body. But imagine...
Okay. It's like they used to do in Photoshop when they'd chop off someone's head and put
but
it on a different body.
It's almost perfect.
Okay.
It's video, it's almost perfect, and it's terribly scary because when you think about it, you could do a politician that way and you could make them say whatever. So it's illegal, I believe, now, because people were posting these on the internet, on YouTube. There was porn of like one of Hermione from Harry Potter. There was people making porn of her and it wasn't actually her. So there was a lot of ethically people were like, ooh, this is weird and gross. Amazing technology, but I'm a little weirded out by using voice clips of actual movie stars and putting them in porn without their consent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I just think it's...
You can't just gloss over that. Why doesn't it bother you? I'm curious.
Oh, because people do it for fun all the time. It's a joke.
Okay. You know, it's a joke. But let's, for instance, let's say, because same thing with like fan fiction. We're going off on a tangent here. We are still discussing the topic, though. Is it ethical for people to write sexy, raunchy fiction if the owner of a character doesn't want it? So let's say the owner of Twilight, because we talk about Twilight way too much on this show. Let's say she is not okay with people writing fan fiction where Jacob and Edward are having a romantic relationship. Does it bother you?
I don't even know what fan fiction is.
So. Okay, so...
I feel like we're getting into this weird gray area.
Speak.
I don't even
sexy
know.
Sexy speak? Sexy speak.
I'm going to pass on
This is where I just keep saying the word to force him to agree. Sexy speak?
So...
Sexy speak.
So if you want it, you can be the shark that buys it. I'm not going to buy it. I'm out.
Oh, no, I'm out too. Because so ethically, like, I don't feel okay.
Oh, okay. So I'm out just because I like my porn just the way it is.
You don't want Gandalf to tell you to
no,
come?
No, I don't even know who that is, but I definitely know I don't
a
want
A wizard
it.
Never comes late. He comes exactly when he means to. Next.
Okay, next sorry. Talk. It was a good try.
Wow.
What? Sorry, Steven Seven. That was good. You will forever be known as Steven Seven now, just so you know.
Hello.
Ooh. Hello, you have a very deep voice. What's
my
your
name is Gandalf.
No.
Actually, I put myself in here because, of course, I did. This next product comes from me, Amp. This is my show, and I wanted to put a Shark Tank idea out there for this one as well. What?
No, make it just... It's
I wanted... rude.
God forbid I have moments happening. It's fine.
Vitamins. Do you get enough of them?
I think so, because I take them every day.
But do you think you could have more vitamins?
I don't know if that would be healthy for me.
Did you know that 2,000% of your vitamin intake is not intaken daily?
Intaken. Is that a vitamin word?
Our tagline is getting some D while getting some D.
So are interested? You injecting the vitamins in your butt?
Okay, we don't use the word inject. It sounds very aggressive. But vitamin lube.
Oh, okay, lube. I thought you were going a whole different direction.
No. Vitamin lube. It comes in different flavors, and you get vitamin D while you get some D. It also comes in vitamin B. It comes in like other vitamins.
Are you gonna get
all the vitamins?
Are you gonna get Flintstones to sponsor it so you have no, it's Flintstones lube. Vitamin lube? No, come on.
Oh, it's Flintstone flavored. Oh, I hated how Flintstone
don't
vitamins
you remember
tasted.
Flintstone vitamins.
Oh, I hated Flintstone vitamins. Anyway, comes in multiple flavors from bacon.
Okay, I'll do it.
Pumpkin spice lube?
No.
What
stop
do you
with
know?
The pumpkin spice.
Excuse me?
I like the creme brulee.
No, you liked the pumpkin spice. I have video footage.
Well, I think
it also comes in creme brulee, though.
It was in the autumn.
It comes in creme brulee as well.
Okay, fine.
And ketchup.
Ooh.
Well, you don't want ketchup flavored lube?
No. That's gross.
Shout out to Vitamin Ketchup from Julian Solomita. It only comes in water-based lubes because that's how flavored things work. And it's not FDA approved, but we did tweet at them and they didn't respond. So that's practically...
Who'd you tweet at?
The FDA.
Jesus.
Vitamin-flavored lube. Vitalube.
That's a shocker. They didn't respond to you.
Vitalube.
Vitalube.
Thoughts?
Vitamin of Vitalube.
I'm sorry. Excuse you.
You do know that Lucy thing, right? Vitamin of Vegemin.
Ginger minges, ginger minge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking. I never know what you know and what you don't.
Is that how that works?
Is that your Lucy?
Yeah. You got some explaining to do, Dad.
Vitamin lube. Yeah, sure. I'm in. As long as it's safe.
Well, the FDA saw the tweet.
and think. Ignored it. You
no,
said
well, no. Well, that doesn't mean that they were ignoring it. It means that maybe they were buying and investing, but they can't now because the it's not out there yet.
That's a stretch.
Which also stretch.
Does
yeah.
it do that?
The vitamins help to stretch.
Is they there actually, a numbing vitamin lube?
Yes.
Okay. Is that sweet potato?
No.
Okay.
It's actually
ginger root.
No, ginger minges, ginger minge. No, you don't understand that reference because it's a Lucy reference.
It's a Lucy.
It's a RuPaul Lucy reference.
Oh, that's how yeah. you know it.
Well, no, I know who. I know.
I knew you hadn't seen the Lucy Ball, and I knew you didn't know the original.
I do. I anyway. Yes, there is a blowfish flavored lube. That's
that,
the numbing
that could
version.
Kill you.
That, no, it's numbing.
No, blowfish can kill you.
No, this is the numbing kind, though, not the killing kind.
Well, it numbs you and then kills
a
you.
A big dick could kill you, too, arguably, if it was big enough. So, Vitalube.
Yes.
I'm seeing yes.
I'm in.
We shaking?
Yes.
Yes. Easiest. Yes. Easiest sale
I like it.
Ever.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready for the next contestant?
Oh, my God. I'm so ready.
Bum, 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 bum. Don't get copyright claimed. Hello. Are you ready for some wood?
First of all, what's your name?
Jerry Wood.
Oh, really?
That was part of
that.
Oh,
that was
your
part
of
your pitch.
You
yes, I am, Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry. Let's call him
Jerry
Bear name.
If
Jerry.
You if you want. What
yeah.
Do you, what do you want to call
Hit me?
Hit
me, Mr. Wood. No.
Do you ever get sweaty?
All the time. Look.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. This Look, product. No, no,
sniff,
no, no. Put the.
Sniff
okay.
Daddy.
No, no. Our next product is for those who like the look of sweat-stained, rank-smelling men, but not so much the odor.
Oh, who doesn't like the odor?
Well, some people don't.
That's silly.
But, I'm sorry. Is your name Jerry Wood? No, Jerry Wood is talking. Pre-stained undershirts and jock straps got you itching for fun. Which is not really. Don't, we don't want jock
itching,
itch. Yeah, we don't want jock. Yeah. We don't want jock itch. The stains won't wash out, and they recreate the visually stimulating appearance of a man who doesn't bathe.
Yeah.
Sweat stain.
Sweat stain.
That's the name of the product. Sweat stain.
Yeah, that seems pretty straightforward. I could see a consumer for that. That actually you'd be the consumer for that.
Why?
Because you're not big into. Smells.
I also well, that doesn't mean I'm big into making it look like I'm sweating.
No, but on your daddy, you like it. Don't you
well,
like
yeah.
it? Don't you like it when you see a man working out and he's got a little sweat stain right under his pecs, and you know, oh, it's very musky, daddy. Yeah.
I love that you're speaking for me, and also, yeah. What else do I do with musky daddies?
Love it.
So I'm not a big smell person.
No, I know.
But
that.
I'm also not like a ooh, look at their underarm sweat. I'm so turned on.
Really?
Yeah.
So I didn't know you were so squeaky clean.
I'm not squeaky.
How are you
clean.
With me?
The world
I
will
do
never
both
know.
All the time.
Yeah, but that's not what I love about you. What I love about you is your sense of humor, your sexy face.
Well, to your point,
your educated background.
You never complain about it, so that's good.
Yeah, because why would I complain about a bodily function?
Well, sometimes you know, in the mornings I reek.
Oh, I know. Ooh, that's what we should call it, reek.
Reek.
So you're in if we call it reek.
Yeah, I was in
Game
before, but no, I think there's definitely a market for that because, you know, sometimes I will be playing with someone and I'll, because so many boys do like it that I just get accustomed that everyone does. And then once in a while I'll play with a boy and
yeah, and that's how you get in trouble.
Like, I know. And then they'll be like, that's kind of a turn off for me.
Well, see, it's not a turn off for me.
And
at
I
least.
Might go home.
You know what I would like? Maybe there's like a reek and a reek light.
Reek light.
So reek is like you get the smell and the look at all times. Maybe reek light smells nice.
So the reek clothing comes with the smell built in.
Well, I'm thinking reek
like scratch and sniff.
Yes, exactly,
t-shirts.
Exactly.
And then the reek light is
it's like scented but deodorized.
Yeah.
But you still get the like the jock stains with like piss stains and lube stains and cum stains. Maybe even there's a version
Ooh,
where it gets
actually
wet.
Actually, it should be called reekless.
Reekless.
Reekless. Less.
Like pay less?
Yes.
You reek less?
You reek less.
Okay. Eureka.
Oh my God. Jesus. See, this is why we need people pitching us ideas. We come up with ideas all the time.
We're so good at this.
Oh my God, we are. Are we buying?
I think we're buying our own product. Yes. I'm sorry, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. That was great. We developed that. We put it. Yeah, that was good.
Eureka. And Eureka Light.
Eureka, we liked it.
If Eureka O'Hara would like to give us some money, please. You don't know who that is, but it's a drag queen.
I have no idea. But. I just grin and nod, grin and nod, grin and nod.
What smells would you want in Eureka?
Man.
No, but like stinky onion.
Ooh, who wants stinky onion?
I don't know. Some people smell like onions.
Ooh.
Haven't you ever smelled someone like that?
No.
Okay, well, what smells do you want?
Man.
Yeah, but what does it smell like? Yeah, but what does it smell like?
It smells like daddy. Smell it.
See? Yeah. See, you smell like... How can I say this without being offensive?
Maybe you don't.
Oh, I do. Okay. Yeah, no, you smell like daddy. Okay, so daddy will
there
be
you
one
go.
Of the flavors.
Daddy smell.
Dad tea?
Dad tea
It'll be
smell.
A nice dark stain yep. that smells just like daddy. Okay. Are you ready for our next contestant on The Price is Right?
It smells like wood chips.
What kind of wood?
Cedar.
Caca.
The crows have eyes.
Caca. It is me,
is this
Bird.
The crow-ing?
No, it's me, Bird.
Oh, hi, Bird.
What kind of bird sounds do you make?
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Oh, that's a very delicate
tweet,
bird.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Caca.
There you go. That's more boisterous. Hello, sharks.
Hello.
Something troubles many kinksters. What do you think it is? That's right, a lack of space. I added the echo.
Okay, I got that part, but a lack of space where?
Well, a lack of space in two senses. From the lack of open dungeon spaces when you go to a dungeon.
Okay.
To the lack of space at home when you want to have your own kinky little play area.
True.
Okay, it looks like I've hooked you.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Okay, go ahead.
Well, those days and struggles are over thanks to Kinkia.
Kinkia? Is this like Chia? Kinkia?
No. But maybe?
Okay.
Kinkia. That's right. Kinkia. Say it with me.
Kinkia.
Almost. The brand new furniture company where everything is convertible and pervertible.
I get it. I'm starting to get it now.
Okay. He's got it.
This
I think
is a
he's
long
got it.
Pitch.
Okay. What? Who's catching?
No. I was thinking that like you didn't
anyway,
have room to throw your whip.
I'm sorry, Shark. You're interrupting me, and this is my pitch.
Oh, well, if you want my money, you're going to listen to my ideas.
Come browse our wide selection of household dungeon wares in our full-service warehouse. Grab a tiny pencil and map because you'll walk around our model home dungeons and you're going to want to remember every single stockade, binding, bookcase, and or smasherous malfunction bed frame.
I'm sorry, what?
You know how IKEA has weird names for things?
Like Oogadoodles?
I bless you. I'm sorry, what was that?
They all sound like the Swedish chef is cooking.
We will also have a bondage Swedish chef. We will have a bondage Swedish chef who serves meatballs off of his sub in the cafeteria.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, love so that. Anyway.
You will also have those cinnamon sub buns?
Yes. Okay. There will be cream pies everywhere that you can eat right off of the sub. And every 15 minutes, our dungeon modelers demo the product, showing you their function and ease of use. Also, if you join our Chosen Family membership, shout out Chosen Family, you can sign up to be a part of the demos whenever you come in.
So this is just like a kinky furniture, or like a kinky furniture store like IKEA? Do you have to put it all together like IKEA?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And we, in the fine print there, it says...
All with one little wrench?
Yes.
And too many nuts, but not enough bolts.
Well, so you have to actually use your own nuts. It comes with a penis
so it doesn't
head
even use nuts,
tool.
Which is all bolts.
Yes.
Okay.
And the chassis devices take forever to put together, but they'll never come apart.
Perfect. And they come flat as a pancake.
Oh. And... There's more. If you need someone to inspire you to build it yourself, or if you need someone to inspire you to build it yourself, our full service TOPS on demand can get your dungeon together quickly and correctly. Kinkia is a one-stop shop for all your kinky needs. And all this could come true if you sharks choose to invest in Kinkia.
So Kinkia is a furniture store line.
How much is it, you ask? Thank you for asking.
I didn't.
It is only one-time startup cost of $100 million. What do you say, sharks?
Okay, I'm still workshopping the idea. So
okay.
So
hit me.
There, from what I heard, you have a little pencil that you can write down, just like IKEA, and then there
yes.
are subs there demoing the products.
Well, or TOPS.
No. Well, we'll get to that. The TOPS came later.
Okay.
Because they assemble it.
Well, the TOPS
That's
can.
That's what
can
Bird
do,
said.
We have.
I'm just going by Bird's pitch.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, and
I'm trying to develop my daddy brain around this.
This
and
might be
see
a while, guys.
How this is going to work because. You're kind of going down my road because I like hardware stores and I love IKEA. I love walking around IKEA. I love building things
Kinkia,
and putting things together.
No relation to IKEA.
Kinkia. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to make sure that I've got the concept right before I buy $100 million of it.
Yeah,
because that's a lot of money.
But you'll get your investment back real quick. Kinksters love buying things.
Sure.
Go visit our merch shop, safewordshop.com.
All right, so I'll give $500 million if you give $500 million. How's that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Bird, you sold.
Considering
Kinkia.
She was only asking for $100 million, I don't know why you gave $500 million, but okay.
No, I said $5 million.
You said $500 million.
Oh,
and we've already shaken. So you're legally bound.
But you have
you're
to give $500 million too.
You're legally bound.
You have to give $500 million too.
I was winking though.
I had my hand behind my back.
No, you didn't. Was that your side? I saw it. Don't even try that. You are legally bound. I think it's an interesting idea. It's almost like a one-stop shop. I mean, it would need to have a sex toy area. It would need to have a dungeon area. It need to have like a isolation tank area.
Well, it's funny when Bird started the pitch and she started with, "Do you have enough space?" I was thinking about my own apartment and so that and my own dungeon. And I got a request this week from somebody who wants me to make a bullwhip. Video me cracking a bullwhip, but they want it indoors. And I'm like, that's impossible. I mean, and I have high ceilings and a chandelier.
And what does that have to do with Kinkia?
She said, "Do you need more space?" And the first thing I thought of was, "Yes, I do." Is this an invention that raises your ceiling so you can crack a bullwhip? Anyway, I appreciate that you were
making it about yourself, but not relative to Kinkia.
Well, no, it's supposed to be about the sharks, isn't it?
No, it's supposed to be about the products. Have you ever watched Shark Tank?
No, but the sharks, you have to know the sharks in order to get them to eat the chum.
Yeah. What? What did you call me? So, Kinkia, good idea, bad idea?
I like it.
Every product is missing at least one screw.
Well.
Which is pretty on par for IKEA.
So am I, so that's good.
So you're literally screwed.
There you go, and that's the object, right?
What?
That's objective, sorry.
And
stop confusing me.
And because you've paid five times what they asked, you actually get to name one of the objects. For instance, what are you going to name your Kinkia object?
Guggen Kinkendommer.
Wow. And what is that exactly?
A Guggen Kinkendommer?
Bless you.
It's a Guggen Kinken. Look at the instructions. It's a picture. You'll see. You'll totally understand it. Guggen Kinkendommer?
Yeah. No, I just need you to say it one more time.
Guggen Kinkendommer.
Oh, great. And I would... what would I name?
There's
I would
two dots over the
I would
O,
just,
though.
Oh, of course. I would just name something the amp. And it's a music device.
Of course
device.
You would.
Yeah. Easy. Quick. Easy. But you have to say it angrily. There's an exclamation
amp.
Point.
Amp. That's only if it was a German Kinkendommer.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we like Kinkia.
Yeah.
So
all over it. Kinkia.
When was the last time you went to IKEA?
Oh, it's been ages. I doubt I'm ever going to get back there, truthfully.
At this rate. Oh, I went. Could you imagine being
the last time I was
stuck in an IKEA right
your
now?
Your closet. That's the last. And this desk.
Yeah, this desk that we're shooting on that you can't see whatsoever, which makes for perfect podcast
audio,
content.
Is that great? Look.
Wow.
Here. I'm knocking on it.
Hello.
Hi.
It's me, Mickey Mouse.
Hi, Mickey Mouse.
No, it's not. It's Mickey actually Mouse is Julia.
One of our patrons. I'd love that.
Yeah, right. No, it is Julia here.
Hi, Julia.
How are you doing today, Sharks?
I've never been better.
Did you know that you could punch one of you in the nose to stop you from attacking?
I did not know that. But that sounds a little aggressive.
Well, that's what's going to happen if you don't like my pitch. That's not a threat. That's a promise.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, today's product is called wow. Tit for Tat.
Okay, wouldn't it be punching someone in the tits?
No,
then?
That was just a threat. This is that's okay. Separate from my product idea.
Oh.
I don't think Julia's an aggressive person.
Julia, you're coming off
but
very
I'm,
aggressive.
I'm just taking this and running with it.
Okay.
Tit for tat.
Go tit for tat.
Hello, Sharks. My name's Julia. I think I've already established that, but...
Hi, Julia. So the whole hitting each other in the nose thing was all you?
Yes, that was just me.
Oh, my
being
God.
Being aggressive for no reason.
Jesus.
Tit for Tat is an app that is kind of like Omegle. You know what that is now. Remember Omegle?
I remember the word.
We met people and they called us gay.
Oh, schmazel. Yeah.
Bless you. Tit for Tat. You take a short personality quiz about what you're into and who you're into and what type of conversation you're looking for, and then get matched up with a random compatible person. It starts off with just messaging, but there is a video chat option. However, you must request a video chat after chatting for a bit to get so that you don't get immediate unexpected video calls or dick pics, meaning you just can't send.
So this is basically Zoom.
No.
Okay.
You won't be able to send a photo or video until 3 to 5 messages in, so that you're not starting the conversation very shallowly.
So it's more like dating. You're getting to know the person first.
Well, yeah, but it's not a dating app. It's tit for tat.
So it's like titting.
Obviously, you can stop the subscription at any time if you're not comfortable with the person you're paired with, but just move on like Omegle. So you can just keep hitting refresh.
So it's like speed dating.
But on an app.
Yes.
Which is actually kind of fun when you think about it. And if you feel as though you're not, that you are a potential risk to other users, you can report them.
Wait, if you think yourself is a...
Apparently, that's how I have it written. Oh, okay. I don't know. That might not be part of the
action. I'm reporting myself right now.
I am a potential risk for everybody else.
Okay.
Now, you want to go tit for tat about this? And I'm all ready because I've got the tits for that. That's part of the pitch. I don't actually have any tits. My chest is very small.
I'm starting to get tits.
Tit for tat.
Stop. Okay, so I'm trying to break this down in my head because that was a lot. So it's you can't send, first of all.
You can't send pictures or video until you've established a connection with someone.
How do you establish a connection without pictures or videos?
By sending messages.
So it's just texting. Chatting. It's just texting first.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you can send, like after a flurry of texts, then you can send.
After you've built a bit of credibility.
I mean, I do this all the time already.
I mean, I kind of agree.
Oh, okay.
I am both Julia but myself. I think it's a fun name.
I don't
name.
Send dick pics until I like them.
Well, I think it's a fun name. I think that many apps have the problem of dick pics coming out of nowhere, even when it's not a dating app. I mean, look at my Instagram messages from people. It's just nonstop dicks.
Yeah, if I see one more person just sends me the tightest close-up shot of their asshole, I mean, I'm not a proctologist. That does nothing for me. I have no idea who you are or what you are, but I really didn't want the first thing I saw when I opened drinking my coffee in the morning is to see a huge asshole.
Anyway, and then we're not even talking about their ass. No.
Yeah. So I like the tit part. At least it's above the asshole.
Yeah. No, I agree there. And I agree that it's nice not to just get dicks right away, because I think that that is a problem. And did you know that unsolicited nudes are actually illegal in some states? I think it's just Texas, but...
Is it really?
Yeah. And I'm of two minds.
How do they even police that?
Well, if you report it.
Oh.
Because I'm not going to publicly shame someone for doing it, but like if I see someone sending a dick on Instagram, I will be like, hey, that is unsolicited. I didn't ask for it. Please don't do that to people because it could be traumatizing and or people might not want to see your dick. And also, it's an F-. I give them a grade because
no. I don't have that kind of time. I just go by it.
Sometimes I'll go through my private messages just to make sure I don't miss important messages from people or if someone needs something or
no, I know. I do that too, but I don't have a time. When I get a dick pic unsolicited, I just next.
Yeah, but just don't send them.
Yeah.
Just because you have a dick doesn't mean you get to be a dick is kind of my motto.
It's kind
there.
Of like messages that are high sup.
Oh, see, if tit for tat automatically blocked people that did that, I might invest.
There's an app I would invest in.
What would you call it?
So long supper.
Supper?
Sup.
Oh, supper. Just call it supper.
Supper.
Like S-U-P-R.
Yeah.
Like grinder or growler, but yeah. Supper.
Supper.
Where we don't allow one word responses or answers or questions.
To lead.
Sup?
Not even.
Hey.
Hello, your name.
Yo.
Because you know they're just going through going, sup.
Face.
Sup. Face.
Looking.
To everything looking. Yeah, no, right. You are, obviously.
Yeah, and don't do that either. That's just annoying. So, okay. But I might have to, I don't think tit for tats for my tits or my tats.
I don't know how groundbreaking it is.
What if it was only messages that had a background of florals during spring? Is that groundbreaking? Next item. Oh my God. Sorry, Julia.
Why me? Sorry, Julia. No.
Okay, Daddy. This is our very last. This is your last chance to blow your wad and invest in a product.
Okay.
Hello.
Why are you so quiet? Are you a ghost?
I've got a raspy voice.
Are you a ghost? What's your name?
What? Are you a ghost? Is that what you just asked me?
Don't ghosts have raspy voices? What's your name?
I'm Stinky from earlier, that sweat stain thing. No, that's a ghost. Stinky? Fatso? Stretch? Casper? No. Oh my God. I got
Casper. What is up with you?
Those were his uncles. No, anyway. My name is Harry.
Hi, Harry.
Which actually would go together with Stinky, Stretchy, and Fatso very well. But Harry, are you tired of not pleasing your man and or woman maybe? Hey, Harry, come on, be open-minded.
No, I feel like I please them all the time.
Debatable. Is taking his length making you gag like you're watching Drag Race?
Ooh, orally or anally?
Well, have I got a solution for you? I didn't answer your question, but I'll get there maybe. Introducing GGGSG.
GGGSE?
No. GGGSG.
GGGSG.
Yes, that is 3 G's, 1 S, and 1 G.
Okay.
Which stands for
Good Giving and Game. And what's the SG for?
None of that actually whatsoever. It stands for Good God, Girl, Stop Gagging. God. Insert fanthwarp. The revolutionary throat coating spray designed to coat your throat so you'll be able to satisfy your partner's thickness without having to worry about vomiting during sex.
Who? Who worries about that?
Well, unless that's your barf, babe, is what they said.
Oh.
Don't kink shame.
I'm not.
I'm not worried about it.
No, I said who worries about it?
Oh, got
it. I'm not worried about it.
Well, stop worrying about training yourself. Just take it the easy way. Wink, wink. Britain failed that through Brexit. And that, let's be honest, you all think you're better than the UK, right? Well, I don't know where that's an odd talking point.
This is a British thing. They must be in.
Okay. The solution to your problems is right here for you. That's a Drag Race reference. You don't get it. Also, can be used for anal. Oh, there you go. You asked. Oh,
so numbing cream. Well, they already have that, but yeah.
Well, technically we had Vitalube, which honestly had a numbing feature. So good God, girl, get some Vitalube.
So we need a GGG Vitalube. GGGGSG.
Whoa, careful there. You okay?
Vitalube. Oh my God, so many names. I can't remember.
So current prices are around $96 a bottle, and I'm looking for a stake of 35% and $30,000 investment.
I will give, at least they had a structured business plan. So
would you call that structured?
They know how much money they want.
Okay.
Yeah.
GGGSG may cause hair loss, muscle spasms, mood swings, migraines, and over-relaxed anal glands, but it can be yours for one easy investment of $30,000.
No, all those side effects. First of all, you lost me at hair loss. No.
But what if you...
Daddy needs his fur.
Do you have hair in your throat?
Is that where you're losing hair?
Well, where are you applying a numbing spray? On your hair?
Well, it said hair loss.
It didn't specifically say on your head.
Read all those again.
It says may cause hair loss. It doesn't say how.
Which, what else?
Muscle spasms, which sometimes help throat? When bottoming, you know, okay. Muscle spasms. I'm kidding. And what the other things? Mood swings,
that's
migraines,
on your throat.
Over
migraines in your
relaxed
throat.
Anal glands. That's great. Who needs poppers when you have GGGSG? Although I wish that there was, instead of the S, I wish it was one more G, just so you could call it 5G.
5G, yes.
No, 5G. Just 5G.
SG.
No, 5G.
Why 5G?
Because 5G is a thing already.
Is that better?
Oh my God. Why are you not getting a signal right now for this joke?
See, I don't.
Do you not know what 5G is for your phone?
I have 3G.
Oh, good God, girl. That's all you got. That's all you got.
Jesus. I'm out with hair loss.
Oh, no.
And $99 a bottle is a little pricey.
How dare you? $96 a bottle, sir.
Okay, so still a little out of my league.
So, GGGSG.
I'm not as rich
G-G-G-S-G.
As the public. I already said I'm out. Why would I shake your hand?
Because I'm forceful. Give me your money.
And I'm not.
Give me your money.
Stop.
Money.
Jesus.
So that was a no?
That was a hard no for me.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, Harry. Although, maybe you need some GGGSG to
name
get
was
rid
Harry
of the hair.
And he's trying to get rid of hair.
Maybe he's a hairy person.
I'm sorry, Harry.
Get that GGGSG away from my face.
I will say I thought Harry's plan was the best structured because he knew how much he needed and how much he wanted. And he knew the price point.
Yeah, how much do you want? Yeah, and what? Yeah, what? How much do you want, Dad? So, what was your favorite? That was the last one of our patron exclusive Shark Tank episode. Was that fun for you guys? Did you enjoy us either belittling and or talking through?
I know. Are we going to lose patrons over this now, though?
No, this is all meant to be fun.
Okay.
If somehow we get approached for Kinkia, Bird will give you
half the profits.
20%. How about
20%?
Yeah, okay. Because I mean, we are putting it out there to some people that listen to our podcast. So.
Okay, so you have to remind me what were the ones that
sure.
we did.
Okay. Okay, so you're gonna choose your favorite one.
Yeah.
So there was the clothing jack, which we just called Ooh, Jack, okay. which I still think is confusing to just call a robot by
a
human name.
Be Jacked.
That's a
like
that's
jacked.
A dating app,
like
but
Jacked.
Okay.
Jacked.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It can be called that.
Okay.
We had Jacked. We had Sexy Speak. Gandalf porn, remember?
Oh, right. Yeah.
We had Vitalube.
Yeah.
We had, what do we call it? It was a sweaty thing. What do we call it?
Oh, stain or
reek.
Reek. Yeah.
Reek. Mm-hmm.
And Reek Light.
And Reek Light.
Eureka.
Oh, that's right. Eureka. It's what we came to.
See,
full circle.
Daddy has a good memory.
I am trying to read, produce content, be entertaining. Don't even be shady over here. We had Kinkia.
Uh-huh.
And then we had last two. Oh.
Well, the last two we nicked, so you don't. And we.
Oh, but what about tit for. Well, we have to shout them out. Tit for tat. And then we had GGGSG.
Right.
What was your favorite?
I forgot them. Can you read them again?
No. You can't just forget.
I like the Jacked. Jacked was my favorite.
Only because it was the most useful for you?
It was the most useful for me. Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I like the idea of Kinkia. Financially, I don't know that it would be sustainable. I don't know that our country is ready for sex-positive IKEAs yet.
Yeah, can we do it online now?
Well, that kind of defeats the purpose of a...
Of walking around with a pencil and paper.
And the whole charade of making demos happen building and tops
Swedish
and
slings.
Bottoms and meatballs and normal balls.
Got it. It was a good idea, though.
I did like Jacked. I really liked Vitalube. Why is it Vitalube not a
That's
thing?
That's yours. You can't
I
like
know,
yours the
I know,
most.
I know.
Jesus.
that's so hard because they were all pretty good. But I think Reek was fun.
Okay.
While I'm not the perfect Eureka. Person for that, Eureka was a fun idea, concept, and I think it could be the most fun to play with.
We could do that. You know what? You should make a Reek t-shirt in our merch store.
Oh, okay.
In the Safer Shop. You could totally do sweat stains on a shirt. Make it a thing.
This Leave is a comment down idea. Below if you think this is a good idea. I think we're at the end of the podcast.
We could totally do that.
Did you smell that coming?
It's going to be called Eureka.
Leave a like, tweet us at things on stuff if you want us to make that a thing. Daddy, where can people find you?
Just Google Mr. Christopher. That's with a K and an F, and you'll find me.
And you can find me everywhere at Pup Amp. No underscore, just Pup Amp on all the things is my guy. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Where else are we? MySpace. No, we're not on MySpace. What do you want to try this week, Daddy?
I think everyone should try my favorite snack.
Which is?
Peanut butter and celery. So you slice up some celeries and put peanut butter on it. It tastes so good.
So like ants on a log?
Is that what it's called?
Well, usually you put like raisins on top of it, and then it's like cute ants on a log. You don't like ants on a log?
Ooh, peanut butter and
okay,
raisins?
My try this week is try ants on a log, Daddy.
No, this is my try. No, so do peanut butter on celery without the ants, because that's gross.
My try is try and send us a pitch for next time. I would love to hear your kinky inventions and just talk about them and hopefully not berate them. And also, good job today, people that came up with these ideas. They were fun and interesting, and I enjoyed going
yes,
through
thank
them.
Thank you. I did too. Good job.
Good job,
everybody.
Well done.
Well done.
High fives. That was terrible high five. See you next time.
Bye.
And you have just been douched with Vitalube. That's another reference to another podcast. You don't listen to podcasts, though.
I really don't. I listen to ours.
Great.
As I'm doing it.